We are joined here in the media center with the funny car number one qualifier, Robert Height. His fourth qualifying pass of 3.88 seconds at 334.24 miles per hour took him to the top of the category. Robert, this is your 66th career number one qualifier here at Route 66 Raceway. Talk about what it means to accomplish 66 career number one qualifiers.
Well, it's pretty awesome. It shows you have a great team. You know, everybody around you, you know, it's just they're doing their jobs. But really, that I call that like a perfect storm that we had roll through here today, because basically we wouldn't have been, you know, in the top half of the field like that if that hadn't happened. If we were going to gone up there and run, you know, we were in the bottom half, and I don't know that we could have got there. But normally you don't look at that like as a positive, because, you know, it's not conducive to what you're going to have on race day. But tomorrow it is. Tomorrow it's going to cool down. We're going to have great conditions. And four more of those tomorrow, I think that's a yellow hat.
You've had a very successful season already this year with three wins. And can you talk about the team you've got behind you and what you've got going for you tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, I feel that we've got to get a little better when it's super hot out. You know, Jimmy kept saying all weekend that it's down on power. You know, so the conditions were there tonight, and he gave it the power, and it stuck. I knew going up there, you know, being another night run, that it was either going to be real fast or it wasn't going to make it, and I'd know, you know, by 60 feet, it would have probably, you know, got in trouble. So, great run. I'm loving the conditions we're going to have tomorrow, but we still have a lot of work to do in the heat.
Questions from meeting?
I think you answered the question I was going to ask. These conditions are a lot like what we're expecting to get tomorrow. How much can you take from tonight to tomorrow?
Oh, I mean, it's going to be, you know, 69 degrees, so that track's going to be good. There's no reason you can't, if it's going to be that way all day, that you can't make four of those tomorrow. But there's a lot of other cars that are doing the same thing. I mean, there were two cars within 2/1000ths of us. That right. Shows you how competitive this class is.
Speaking on the competitiveness of this class, it was a very full field. Not everybody was guaranteed a spot, and throughout the season, we've seen quite a fierce battle. Can you talk about what it's like to be in this category this year?
Oh, it's awesome, and especially awesome to come to Chicago and see full fields like this. This is what you want to see every week. Top Fuel and Funny Car had a lot of good cars here, and unfortunately, some aren't going to make it. And for a while, we were wondering if it was going to be us. When you're 14th going into the last session, that's it's a little nerve-wracking.
Last time you were 14th going to the last session.
Oh man, when I won the championship in 17, I qualified 15th and went on to win the championship the next day.
Made it to the finals.
And I had to pedal it to be 15th.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you and best of luck tomorrow.
Thank